Son, never stop learning.
Here is a fact that stops most people cold. Switzerland has 4 official languages, no single dominant ethnicity, and sits on some of the most rugged, resource-poor terrain in Europe. By every conventional measure of nation-building, it should not work. And yet it is one of the wealthiest, most stable countries on Earth. That paradox is not an accident, Travis. It is the product of a very specific set of choices made over centuries, starting with 3 small mountain communities who decided that survival required solidarity. The story begins in 1291 in the forest cantons of Uri, Schweiz, and Unterwalden. Think of these communities as isolated villages clinging to alpine passes, surrounded by the expanding power of the Habsburg dynasty. They had no army to match the Habsburgs. What they had was a pact. The Federal Charter of 1291 was an alliance for mutual assistance, a promise that an attack on one was an attack on all, and that no outside lord would dominate their local affairs. This was not a grand declaration of nationhood, it was a practical survival document. The early Swiss Confederation was not a centralized state. It was a loose network of territories, cities, and rural communities held together by shifting alliances rather than a single government. That decentralized structure, born from necessity, became the DNA of everything that followed. Now, here is where the geography becomes the strategy. The Alps were not just a backdrop, they were a military asset. Armies of the era struggled to move heavy cavalry and supply lines through narrow mountain passes. The Swiss, who knew every path and valley, could defend terrain that would exhaust a far larger force. That tactical edge produced something unexpected. A reputation for military excellence, so formidable that Swiss soldiers became one of the most sought-after exports in Europe. For example, Swiss mercenary forces served foreign powers across the continent for centuries. This was not a side business. It was a major economic lifeline for communities that had little arable land and few natural resources. The key idea here is that geography, which looked like a handicap, became leverage, first militarily, then economically. The Swiss defeat at the Battle of Marignano in 1515 was a turning point. That loss against French and Venetian forces signaled the limits of Swiss military expansion. The Confederates began withdrawing from great power politics. The seeds of neutrality were planted not in idealism, but in hard experience. The road from that 1291 pact to a modern nation was long and turbulent, Travis. Napoleon's invasion in 1798 shattered the old cantonal order and imposed a centralized Helvetic Republic. The Swiss hated it. The period from 1798 to 1848 was a prolonged crisis, a tug of war between those who wanted a unified state and those who fiercely guarded cantonal independence. The Sonderbund War of 1847, a short civil conflict between Catholic conservative cantons and federal reformers, forced a resolution. The Federal Constitution of 1848 was the result. It created a bicameral legislature, a national council representing the population, and a council of states representing the cantons, balancing national unity with local sovereignty. Remember this structure, because it is the engine behind almost every Swiss policy success that follows. And here is a detail worth pausing on. The familiar founding date of 1291 was not nationally celebrated until 1891, 600 years after the fact. The Swiss essentially chose their own origin story, selecting the Rütli Pact as the symbolic anchor of their identity, long after the modern state was already built. That brings us to the core concept of this entire course. Scholars call Switzerland a Willens nation, a nation of will. It is not held together by shared blood, language, or religion. It is held together by a shared commitment to autonomy, mutual defense, and the right of local communities to govern themselves. That is the takeaway, Travis. Switzerland's prosperity did not come from natural resources or geographic luck. It came from a political culture that turned diversity into a feature rather than a fault, that made decentralization a source of resilience rather than weakness, and that learned, sometimes painfully, when to fight and when to step back. Every lecture in this course builds on that foundation. The Willens Nation principle is the recurring thread. Keep it in mind, because you will see it operating in the banking system, the referendum process, and the foreign policy choices that made Switzerland what it is today.